come on, come on, everybody. 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 Come on, come on, everybody.
Derek T, he's the man for you.
That's me. That's me. Yes, that's me, Derek, here on J Rhythm Radio. We have me, Derek Shapiro, the star of the show.
And I'm Rola. I'll announce myself, Rola.
That's Rola, my wife. Oh, boy. And we have the producer, Jeremiah Perry.
And you guys can call in, though.
So how you doing, Jer?
I'm doing good.
And
you don't call him Jer on the air, you stupid. You call him J Rhythm.
J Rhythm. He's Jeremiah Perry, the full name. Rhythm. Okay, I'm going to say hello, J Rhythm. Okay, no, do just Rhythm. Okay.
I'm so. Rola, so like I said, and then, you know, people want to call in.
So how you doing, Rola?
So first off, tell me about the show. This is a new show. This is a new hit show.
Yes.
It sounds like you swapped.
This is, oh, the new, oh, the.
Well, I got one thing to say.
Yes. Well, all right, let me tell you about this. First of all, before I tell you what's happened with this show, okay? Wait.
Boring.
Rola, hold on. This is my daughter London over here, okay? Yeah. We got to bring her to work
both
today.
Both of
because
you pain in the chicken.
Yeah, you can't swing on the radio because J Rhythm will bleep it up. Look at this. We have our first caller.
Oh, first call, yo.
Hold on for a second. Hold
on. Yo, pick that
let's
up.
See. Wait, let's see what it is.
Hurry up.
Okay.
Who is it?
Jiggy. It's Jiggy.
All right.
Let's see, it's Jiggy. That's the way I say the Jiggy. Jiggy, you're on the radio.
Hey.
Wait, don't call
we're at my brother's house, and we're doing like a radio skit right now. So
see,
as I talk,
my wife is trying to cover my mouth.
The computer is picking up.
And no, I'm going to have the headphones on. My daughter's trying to take it off. So.
We're just, you know,
and,
putting some
we're
stuff down.
That.
Can you sh-
And Rola is talking to Jiggy on the radio. And the show is about Dashley.
Really?
Let me tell you about it. And
I was wanting to tell you that.
Okay.
I listened to it.
Hold on for one second.
That you put on the CD and
well, actually,
it
you know what we do? We're gonna play some Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah, I'm
we're gonna play
with,
Time. Hootie and the Blowfish here on J Rhythm Radio. When we come back from Hootie and the Blowfish, I'll talk more about the show. It's gonna be more about talking and playing music, but we'll get a topic after this. Here's Hootie and the Blowfish with Time here on J Rhythm Radio.
Why you punish me like a wave crashing into the shore? You wash away my dreams. Time, why you walk away like a friend with somewhere to go? You left me. Can you teach me about tomorrow and all the pain and sorrow running free? 'Cause tomorrow's just another day and I don't believe in time.
Time. Ooh. Time, why you punish me?
Yeah, yeah. Time, whatever, it's over.
Oh, come on. Yeah. That was a good song. Who knew about Fish Time? See, I met them twice. Okay, they came to Providence if we had Lupo's. Many years ago, I met them before I met you, Rolla.
So?
And they're a great group. I met Darius, Sony, Mark, and
a
Dean.
A great group doesn't have to be drunk and then meeting a daughter.
What do you mean meeting a daughter? Oh,
just what I said?
Oh,
stupid.
Yeah, well, actually, that was before I met, we had London. But, see, we have a daughter. London's over there. You want to say hi, London? No. She's just like a mom. Rolla has attitude sometimes. When she gets in a bad mood, everybody has attitude, you know?
Everybody gets in a bad mood, dummy.
Exactly. And the thing is, too, I met Hootie back this summer, too, when they came to Lupo's, and I brought London over there. But you met Sony.
Let's talk about something interesting.
Well, I have a question, though.
Patriots suck.
Wait.
That's the latest news.
Wait a second. Whoa.
They're going to be playing the Steelers.
Yes.
Which is going to whip their butt.
Well, the Patriots are the best team, okay?
No, they ain't.
No one can appreciate the Patriots.
42 some odd years.
But can I ask you a question?
Tell the truth.
Where would you appreciate the Patriots?
Never.
Why?
Never. For all you Patriots fans, hear me out. They suck.
Okay, but wait. Can you back up why they suck?
Yeah. They don't compete to Dallas. Not never Green Bay.
Come on, how do they compete with Dallas? Patriots Dallas.
What? They're like the
won.
Red Sox.
No.
They're like Red Sox.
They're just like the Red Sox. The Red Sox won. Patriots won last season too. So the thing is, every time the Patriots played Dallas in the
last game.
Don't talk like Seinfeld now. But the thing is, well, listen to this.
Yo, Jer, say something, please.
Wait, Jer Rhythm.
Can you cut this off with time?
No. We don't play time. But the thing is,
I don't want to hear that anymore.
No, listen, Rolla. Listen.
H to the is O, B to the is A.
That's kind of back to Rolla. But wait, hold on for a second.
Yeah.
Okay, Rolla.
I've hold on for a second. No. 1, 2 seconds
hold
over.
Hold on, it's my show.
Why do I got to hold on?
Hold on for a second.
I probably make the show. I bet if some, whatever.
Oh, see, okay, see, you have nothing to say. See.
No, I was going to say, if this was a real radio show, I would make the show.
This is a real radio show.
I would
people
call
out
in,
there.
And people would call in for me. Tell the truth, J. Rhythm.
Okay. But wait. People out there, okay, isn't it true that Patriots have beaten Dallas in the past few games?
It don't matter. I mean, yeah, they beat them once. They beat them before, but look how many years it took them to win a couple of trophies.
Yeah, but now they're on top.
So what? They're on top. So what? They can, I mean, just like you get up to the top, people can bring you back to the bottom. So really, they need to stop talking all this, you know, hippity-hoppity, because they can come back down to the bottom like they were before. Anyway.
Okay, I want to change the subject now. Okay?
Anyway.
Is this show.
All you stupid Patriot fans.
Jerry Rhythm's right. The producer of the show, I want to talk about the show now. We've been talking about, the concept of the show is just about having different points of view.
The concept of the show is just to
have
really go with the flow.
Yeah, go with the flow. Have different points of view. You can have your own opinion on this show, on the Jerry Rhythm show.
I want no jerks calling in.
Yeah. No jerks calling in. Only.
I know.
Yeah, it does happen. That does happen. But no, the concept is have your own opinion. We can argue on the show.
Well, obviously.
We can argue on the show.
People have a right to their opinion.
You can argue on the show, but no swearing, of course. You know?
Whatever.
Okay. And the thing is, my daughter likes Mickey, so she listens to Mickey and another tape over here with headphones on. So, you know. But I have a question for you. Tell me, does your spouse out there?
Can we talk about something else?
No, really? We're married. Roland and Derek.
So what? I mean, so what? Some people may be single or whatever.
Okay. But you have boyfriend, girlfriends out there. Tell me that's not true. Do they put you down by saying faggotish or?
Candy bag.
See.
Cotton candy.
Not really put you down.
Yeah,
but
for all you sweet tooth guys out there, cotton candy.
Not really put you down, but it's not giving you the names. But I call it poopola.
I like cars, people.
Yeah, she does like cars. So she's like a fast car, you know?
I love cars, man.
Yes. So the thing is, also too, tell me, why do you like to have these names for you, like Candy Bag and
because they suit you. You're sweet.
I'm sweet. So
he's a nice guy. You know.
Very sweet and feminine. So all you feminist guys, don't get offended when somebody calls you fruit bag, candy bag, cotton candy.
But on the other hand... I have a question now.
Couldn't bust a grape in a grape fight.
But sometimes when you hurt me, right? Sometimes when you
fruit, yeah, sisters.
But sometimes when you hurt my feelings, right? If I call you, it's
rhymes
with itch.
You know what? We should, like, hype in the show up with something funny
instead of
about, like, relationships all the time.
But
this is, like, boring.
But that's what goes on in life. This is real
boring.
Life.
Boring.
No, hold on, Rolla. The thing is, okay, if I call you Itch, how can you get mad with that? Like, why is it Itch? I'm not gonna say the name on the thing on the show.
You don't disrespect a black person.
Yeah, but I don't care what white or black.
I say it again. You don't disrespect a black person.
What about a white person?
You're white. We can say certain things to you people, but you people can't say it because you're the one who invented it and whatever.
Oh, okay. But no, I'm not talking about that word. I'm talking about the Itch word.
So what? It's still the same thing. You don't disrespect a black person.
What about a white person?
What?
Same
so.
Thing.
Right, to any woman, but
any human being.
Certain,
any human being, you just don't say it, period.
That's true. So.
As you can see, I'm the very outspoken one here. You can call in and hate me, or you can call in and love me.
And
whatever.
Me, I just bring things back to love over here, because I'm Derek Shapiro here at J Rhythm Radio.
Derek Shapiro, he's the man for you.
I'm going to play, actually, her singing. I'm going to play her song. This is called, What's It Gonna Take? Here is Rolo.
Why another song?
Well, it's another song. Here's Rolo. What's it gonna take? Right now, here in J Rhythm Radio.
Yeah.
What's it gonna take?
Okay.
To get close to you. What's it gonna take? To get next to you. What's it gonna take? To get you by my side. What's it gonna take? Just look deep in my eyes.
About the girlful things you did, it's all over me. Your moves got me second guessing, like you were two stepping with someone other than me.
What's it gonna take to get close to you?
What's it gonna take?
What's it gonna take to get next to you?
What's it gonna take?
Just look deep in my eyes.
I love all the games you're playing, in and out you're saying that you love me. Throw me back and take me. You still got me second guessing. You would rather be with someone else other than me.
What's it gonna take to get close to you? What's it gonna take to get next to you? What's it gonna take to get you by my side? What's it gonna take? Just look deep in my eyes.
Don't you know I tried to talk to you? You ignored me from that day. You didn't call me either way. I have my reasons why I'd rather give up on you. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. So
to get next to you, what's it gonna take to get you by my side? What's it gonna take? Just look deep in my eyes.
Don't you know I tried to talk to you? You ignored me from that day. You didn't call me either way. I have my reasons why I'd rather give up on you. What's good for the goose? Good for the gander. So
what's it gonna take to get close to you? What's it gonna take to get next to you? What's it gonna take to get you by my side? What's it gonna take? Just look deep in my eyes.
What's it gonna take, huh? Here on J Rhythm Radio, huh?
Produced by me, J Rhythm.
Yes, produced by you. So tell me, how do you get these beats?
I don't know.
What inspires you?
Yeah, what inspires you to get these beats? I mean, is it me with my jokes, or is it
Ma with her bickering?
Just happens, you know. Just to go off the flow, I guess.
See, Jay Rhythm and Rolla are brother and sister, so and they're the same ma. And I have a different ma because, of course, you know, I'm not.
Babe, what's that song?
Hi. Oh no.
What is it? The twins?
What twins?
The no, Babe does it the best.
What? Shout out to Yin Yang Twins.
The Yin Yang Twins.
Yeah, hi, or something like that.
There are a lot of twins in the entertainment world. The Olsen Twins, the Yin Yang Twins, and then there's the I don't know if you remember that song.
Ooh, that's twins in the football team on the football league.
Which one's that?
Tiki Barber and Rondé Barber. Yep. They wrote a book.
Are they on the same team together?
No, not on the same team.
What team are they on?
Tiki's on the Giants and Rondé's on the Buccaneers.
And they say Tiki is the best one.
Is it other than
right,
the same?
Sir? Is that right?
Yep.
Are they in the NFC or the AFC? Are they both?
NFC.
And
Buccaneers and Giants. NFC.
Isn't Tiki darker too? They got something.
No, they're the same.
They have the same color.
Did you hear the Proclaimers? Remember that song? Da 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 da. I would walk. They were twins too.
And I would walk five. That one.
That's right.
Yeah, he wouldn't have known the song if I didn't sing it.
That's
exactly.
True. That's true. Now, I have a question.
Yo, babe, get over here and do that sound, babe.
Yeah, come on. See,
he's coming.
We have Jason over here too.
You got to make it funny.
And
bring some of the Junior, the Babe, and
He's been outside the studio, but now he's right next door to the studio. So come on.
Yeah,
you
he's coming
to the studio.
He's playing a video.
And Linda's still over here, and she doesn't want to be on the.
Yeah,
radio.
That night that made that sound. I'm sorry, we can't get it back, but she fell off the blocks or something like that.
Yeah, she was just you know how kids are.
Yeah.
And she fell. It was funny.
Ma was bickering.
Yeah, in the background.
My time is going.
Well, the thing is, they edited. We had it over here. We had it recorded and then we lost it.
I know.
Of London Fallen.
You can't bring the essence back.
Computers, man. My advice to everybody with a computer: saving becomes your best friend. So save every second.
Yep. Okay, calls are calling already.
If you don't have a best friend named Stephanie, then save will be your best friend.
Oh, Rolla. Your name is Rolla.
Yes.
Yeah, yep. Rolla.
Yep. Now. Hey. Also, I want to talk about smoking pot. Now, people
it's not pot, it's weed.
It's pot. What?
It's whatever you want to call it.
Why do some people call it pot, some people call it weed?
Weed and pot are two different things.
Wait, come on the microphone. Come here.
It don't
come
matter.
Come on the Derrick
version. Just say, why do you choose to smoke illegally?
Okay, the thing is, people used to say to me in school, why don't you choose to get high? I say, yeah, I got high in life. That's what I used to do. I used to go to like a safe haven place.
I was gonna clean my room before I got high. Ooh.
Here's Jason and the Derrick Shapiro Show.
Now I'm not gonna throw
London's here.
Hello. La 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 la
da 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 da. That was Jay Rhythm.
Da, 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 da. I was in my room. Before I got
kids
high,
are in the studio over here.
I was gonna get up and get the broom before I got high.
We got a guest person in the studio.
Rebel just came in.
My kids were in
show.
The room
it's the
when
Shapiro
I got high.
Show.
Because I got high.
Jay Rhythm Radio.
Because I got high.
How you doing, George?
Because I got high.
Rebel.
How you doing?
Yes.
So we're talking about people that smoke pot or whatever you want to call it.
Tell me, Rubble.
Rubble's in the building now, so we're going to ask him why he chooses to smoke weed.
Yeah.
And why he we're going to, Rubble, take the microphone, please.
Which one should I
say? You take mine. Tell me why you smoke weed. Why do you need to get high off that?
And don't you know, ass, that you have people around you that love you, like Rulla. And she feels
like
slapping you in your head when you smoke.
Herb itself is a good thing. It comes from the earth, like Chris Tucker said. We gotta take advantage, man. Meaning you. Now, I smoke herb because I don't do it because of all the cliches that everybody else does, because it's cool, because it's in the video and things like that, and what forth and whatever.
Hey, you're looking good in your orange.
I have problems. I've had problems since 17.
Everybody got problems, man.
Bipolarism, stuff like that.
I got a problem.
I act the same when I'm on it, with I'm out it, you know what I'm saying?
But why not go to a safe haven?
I got a problem that I love you so much, like my brother.
Safe haven,
and that if you're dead, that I still want to kill you.
Why not exercise instead of smoking weed?
How many people do you know actually died of weed besides Bob Marley? And that's a conspiracy.
Yeah, but why not exercise instead of smoking weed?
How many people have killed off trees? I do exercise.
Killed off trees?
I read. Yeah, people don't kill off trees. It's always
No. I was saying if you die, then I still want to kill you even if you're dead. That's what I'm saying.
I hear you. Dun, dun, dun. Everybody has their demons. Some people choose to smoke weed. Some people are obsessed with money. Some people are obsessed with women. But it's always an obsession. Too much of anything. And I mean,
nicely
anything
put,
can
put.
Make you an addict.
Like so me, I pick my finger. See, that's me.
So therefore,
I believe.
What people choose and what they, it's all about how you choose to do it and how it's done, and how it's done respectfully. Yes. I choose, I know that you guys do not smoke any ganja.
So I smoke occasionally. Yes.
So I know not to have it around you guys. Cypher. When I'm in the booth, I make sure my booth and shit is banged out first before I go smoke. Or I'll smoke before I come bang out something. But last night I wasn't high and I still banged out a head banger.
That's right, and that's what I'm saying. You don't need weed. You don't need it to come out strong.
See, Derek Shapiro's show does not condone weed.
I can agree with you to a certain extent because I smoke occasionally. Okay.
Well, but you don't smoke pot. You smoke cigars.
I smoke occasionally.
Cigars.
I smoke occasionally.
Not pot.
I smoke occasionally.
Not pot. Okay, we're gonna play another song here. Coming up right now is Jay-Z.
What the goose don't know, they won't hurt him.
Okay, right now we're gonna play another song. After the next song, we're gonna continue more discussions.
Oh, you need
here is Jay-Z. Hova.
Yo, hold up, let me stop.
Hova.
Shouts out to the ton out there,
shout
you know,
out,
my people's
out,
back
man.
Home. You know,
yo,
what up to
we're giving
Friday,
a shout out to
Rhythm and them, because this is like, what is it, Our Crew Radio? And
John Doe.
Yeah, right. Revolution always. Black Fist Raise, you know, because I was, you know,
crew.
Descendant of a slave. But, you know, get to the music, really.
Okay, this is Jay-Z, Hova. What's the name of the song now? Hova.
Izzo, baby.
Izzo, baby. Here it is. Jay-Z on J Rhythm Radio.
Time to call me Young Ho. Iceberg. Tonight I'm. You gotta love that, man. I got the most incredible Roots band with me tonight, y'all. It's a beautiful thing. Welcome everybody to the eighth wonder of the world. The flow of the century. Oh, it's timeless. Ho! We don't thank everybody for coming out. You could have been anywhere in the world. You're here with me. I appreciate that. Let's rock. H to the Izzo, V to the Izzo. For Shizuma, that's who used to dribble down at VA. Was hurting them in the home of the Turpins. Got a third cheap for them. Plus if they were short with cheese, I would work with them. I bought it weed, got rid of that dirt for them. Wasn't born hustlers, I was birthing them. H to the Izzo, V to the Izzo. But she's easy, my easy, keep my arm so breezy. Can't leave rap alone, the game needs me. Haters want me clap that chrome, it ain't easy. Cops wanna knock me, DA wanna box me in. But somehow I beat them charges like Rocky. H to the Izzo, V to the Izzo. Still not guilty. He who does not feel me is not real to me. Therefore, he doesn't exist. So poof. H to the Izzo, V to the Izzo. Pushes on my zoo, used to dribble down at VA. H O V A. That's the anthem. Get your damn hands up. H to the Izzo, V to the Izzo. Still not guilty. Y'all got to feel me. H to the Izzo, V to the Izzo. That's the anthem. Get your damn hands up. I do this for my culture. To let them know what your boy look like when you're boying that roaster. Show them how to move in the room full of vultures. Industry shady, you need to be taken over. Label owners hate me, I'm raising the status quo up. I'm overcharging labels for what they did to the go-kart. Pay us like you owe us for all the years that you hold us. We can talk, but money talk, let's talk over. H to the Izzo, B to the Izzo. Which is the one who used to dribble down at VA. H-O-B-A. That's the anthem, get your damn hands up. H to the Izzo, B to the Izzo. Which is the one who used to dribble down at VA. H-O-B-A. That's the anthem, get your damn hands up. Home is back, life story told through rap. They acting like I sold you crack, like I told you sell drugs. No, hope did that, so hopefully you want to go through that. I was raised in the projects, roaches and rats. Smokers out back, selling their mama's sofa. Lookouts on the corner, focus on the ab. Ladies in the window, focus on the kinfolk. Me under a lamppost, while I got my hand close. That's in my palm, watching the long arm of the law. Do you know I've seen it all before? I seen hoop dreams deflate like a true fiend's weight. To try to fail. two things I hate. Succeed in this rap game, the two things that's great. H-O-B-A. Yeah. A to the Izzo, B to the Izzo. Push your zoom on the zoo, used to dribble down the VA. H-O-B-A. That's the anthem, get your damn hands up. H to the Izzo, B to the Izzo. Push your zoom on the zoo, used to dribble down the VA. H-O-B-A. That's the anthem, get your damn hands up. H-O-B-A. Push your zoom on the zoo, used to dribble down the VA.
That was Jay-Z and Izzo, yes. So not Izzo Baby, but Izzo. I made a mistake before the song started. Anyway.
You're just funny.
I'm crazy, huh? Actually, we got another crazy boy in the studio over here, too. Danielle, how are you, Dan?
Not Danielle.
Is it Danielle?
I know, not Dan. Dan, you Dan. Idiot.
See, I'm a telemarketer, okay?
Sound girly.
See, I'm a telemarketer, Dan, okay? And the thing is, I pronounce, if it's a guy, Danielle. They say, well, you sound like a, kind of like a girlish way, right?
Yeah. Now, you said it as a girl's name.
So how do you pronounce the guy way?
What, Daniel?
Yeah, Daniel. But I pronounce it Danielle.
You don't got to throw that L out there.
Okay,
you
know? But just Daniel, not Danielle. Yeah. Now
Danielle's a girl's name.
Don't throw the L out there. Now, you know what I mean? Just Daniel.
Now, yeah, just Daniel.
Now, know? Dan.
Yeah.
Does a lot of people say to you, have you ever heard the Elton John song? Do you listen to Elton John at all?
Nah, not really.
Just rap, right?
Nah.
Do you listen to rock?
Nah, yeah, I listen to some rock.
Hootie?
Hootie and the Blowfish?
Yeah.
A little bit of
I met them. You know what I mean? You have all the albums?
Nah, I don't have no albums of rock. I just keep an open ear for all music.
Right.
But Elton John has a song named Daniel. Did you know it?
Nah, I didn't know.
What'd you say?
Elton John has a song called Daniel. So, and also too, do people ever make fun of the name? Like Dan, 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 Dan.
Knock them off, Dan.
People don't really do that to me.
But me,
maybe in your world, Derek, but not in our world. Because if we see somebody doing that, we'll think they're crazy. I'll just walk away.
No.
So that's why people walk away from me. Well, actually, people make fun of my name, Derelict. Derek, Derelict, you know, step on me, you know.
Don't go that far.
Derek or Delwa?
Derelict.
Oh. Dare to lick. Hey, dare to lick.
Making fun of names here on J Rhythm Radio.
But the ugliest girl name is Pagan.
Pagan. Peggy.
Pagan. Pagan. Ugly.
Pagan.
There's some ugly names.
What are some other ugly names you can think of?
Terrence. Guy's name, I don't like Terrence.
Terrence is a
hype. Nah, I don't like
Courtney. That.
Courtney, yeah.
Bridget seems like a fat woman's name.
Claire seems fat.
That's fat. Brienne.
Brienne.
But anybody who's named with these names, we're sorry, we're not intentionally attacking you. We're just attacking the name itself.
Well, what about guy's name like Herbert?
Albert.
What about
country? You know what I mean? People, yo. That's Mordecai. How they say, yo.
Oh, Mordecai.
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 Henry.
Henry. I have a grandfather named Henry, but right. I don't talk to him anymore. So, yeah. That's
Henry,
another story.
Yeah. Hank.
Hank.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Hank.
Walter.
Stewart.
Walter.
Stewart.
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 Stewart Little. Remember the movie Stewart Little?
Stewart Little. Yeah.
Man.
What about Darius?
That's not bad.
Say Darius Rucker.
If you know how to rock your name, then it's hot.
Yeah, it's not bad. And then now you got people naming, you know, the children weird stuff like Apple.
Apple.
Coco.
Those are who names their baby? Just because you're movie stars don't mean you can name your baby Apple.
We have a beautiful name for our daughter, London. L-O-N-D-Y-N.
Yeah, London.
London.
No, that's pretty.
You know, Noah's good. George is good. You know?
Daniel.
That's a Bible name. But not Danielle. But just Daniel.
Daniel, man. Come on.
Not Danielle. But if you were a girl, like, but you'd be Danielle.
Like, they named the children like Escalade.
Mercedes.
Mercedes. I have a cousin named Paris. There's a Paris in London in the same family. But that's cool.
No, she did that because she...
Oh, Jason, what's a junior sister's baby's name?
Sincere. Really?
How sincere is that?
Yeah, that's a nice name.
How sincere is that?
That's fat, yo. Sincere. That's a good name, Sincere. Yeah.
It's a girl, right? Or boy? I think it's a girl.
It's a girl.
So yeah. I just noticed something. After you write a letter, she's going to write Sincerely Sincere.
Yeah, I'll be cracking on my friend's name, man.
Sincerely Sincere.
This radio, I'm going to take you in the back.
But yeah, it's just like, it's crazy names now. You know, and then you got the whack names like Takesha.
Bonquisha. Shawanda.
Oh, I know. Taquanda and stuff like that.
Taquanda takes Kwandan. What is that karate thing? Kwando?
Taekwondo.
Yeah, Taekwondo.
I know probably Taekwondo. And then the Chinese people with Pan and
Ding.
Ding Ching.
Yeah, I'm a telemarket. I really get Fan Hong. Is Fan Hong there?
Fan Hong.
Fan Hong. Hello, Mrs. Hong. Can I please speak to Chong?
Their first name is the same as their last name, like Hong Hong.
Hong Hong.
Or something like that. Or Pin.
Yeah, literally, I was speaking to somebody right on the phone.
Shoot.
The name was Hong Kong. I says, are you speaking to another country? No, I'm speaking to this girl named Hong Kong. But wait, Steph, did you say it was funny?
About
Did you say that, how'd you get someone else's name? How would Chinese people get people's names?
You throw a pan down a couple of stairs, and that's how they get their name, because the pan goes, dong, ding, dong, dong.
That's like... That's fighting words right there. Yeah. You get some all right, we got that shit.
Before we go, what's the name you name your child?
Well, I love London. I mean, you know.
If you have another child, a boy or another girl.
I like. Let's see. I like.
You said something about Brock.
Brock.
I started thinking about it.
Mohegan.
Like
Mohegan.
Mohegan.
Mo for sure. What's up, Mo?
Mohegan. You name your son Mohegan.
Yeah.
Mohegan Shapiro.
Yeah, at least we go with Mohegan Sun, he'll win.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like thoughts we have, but yeah.
Mohegan.
No, we thought something about it. You didn't like Mohegan, did you?
No, I didn't like
Mohegan. Rolla didn't like Mohegan. No.
I know I don't.
You don't like Mohegan.
I'll change your son's name myself.
But
we'll
actually,
come back with his name.
London has a Hebrew name too. London's Hebrew name is Sarah Morrell, because, you know, I'm Jewish.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we know
to honor the Jewish of the daddy. We got her Sarah Morrell. But my grandfather's Hebrew name is Mordechai. So if I have a son, I want to...
Is that why you said that, Mordechai? That's not really a bad name.
Yeah, Mordechai.
You want to name him Mordechai?
It sounds like you're
swearing. Well, just a Hebrew name.
It sounds like a swearing. Mordechai.
Oh, yeah, Mordechai.
Mordechai.
Yeah, I'll go with the conventional thing, like Michael or something like that.
Well, that's really Michael's in the world. My best friend's name is Michael. But.
Yeah, that's like a real common name.
Yeah, Michael. It's too common. That's why we had our daughter named London, you know, to be unique. Stephanie,
if I was gonna name some different, I ain't gonna, you know, go too, you know, because once you go too far, then it's like, you know, then as the parents, they should, like, all right, who is it? Courtney Cosson, there's his apple.
No, Coco.
Right, who's his apple?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, now think about it. It's cute now, but then as a parent,
older.
When the baby gets older, you know, like 13, 14, 15, 16 years old, you know, start getting to high school,
right.
Then even she's gonna start thinking, apple, you know. Ourselves, like, well, maybe I shouldn't have went there.
They think of these exotic names because they feel
because
that they're
like
going to go
it's superstar
and
it's going
right.
to be, you know, it's going to be like some
Trent and shit.
Yeah,
right.
Remember
right.
that singer
naming your baby after fruits and stuff like that. Come on.
Remember the singer Fiona Apple?
Yeah.
Imagine if it was Apple.
Well, I don't know. So
actually, I met someone in the supermarket named, last name was Derek.
Yeah.
Now, imagine if she named her child
But think
Derek,
about it, that
Derek.
Don't sound right. Apple Paltrow? That is
Apple
a
Paltrow.
Ugly name. If I was in a car, I'd be dogging her.
Well, that's what's going to happen. When she gets in school, people are going to be
she's
like,
gonna see an
yeah.
apple on her desk.
You want an apple for today? I know.
isn't Fiona Apple? No, I mean Fiona Apple. Gwyneth Paltrow. Who did it? Was it Gwyneth Paltrow, you said?
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow.
She married someone from, what's that group called? Coldplay.
Yeah.
Coldplay.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
on that CD
the
over there, too.
The
we're going to be playing actually another song now.
Wait, you didn't ask Daniel.
Oh, okay.
Nah, you don't got to ask me.
No,
yo, I ain't trying to have no kids, yo.
Okay,
I don't even think about
If you did, what's a good name for you?
I don't even know. I would have to really, really sit down and
think
about it.
What's a good name for a dog?
Think of a dog? What?
I don't know.
Your child like a dog, but he's right. You want to sit down and think about, like, you know.
Right.
Now
right.
Okay, sit down on the couch over here. Think about it.
Nah, we ain't got time for all that, man.
I don't got another song. Now we're going to be... Oh, wait, Jared, did you tell... What's the name of a child for you?
I said I'll go conventional, like Michael or whatever.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
We'll name it after my brother, Jason. Something like that.
Well, the same thing. Like, on the spot, you don't think of a, like... I like different names, like country names, you know. Like
what? And then again, your wife or your husband got to be on the same page as you. You think of something, and then they're like, oh, what's the name? Our daughter, Tatiana. And then you're looking at her, like, you really like that name, you know what I mean?
I know.
So you got to make sure you're on the same page before you have...
Tequila or something.
Yeah, before you have kids, you know what I mean? You got to be like, all right, you know, we name our kids, you know, we got to name.
Oh,
be on the same page.
Right, exactly.
What page? Page 12 or 13? Okay.
Number one, you've got something coming.
Now we're going to play another song. It's going to be Incubus and Drive here on J Rhythm Radio.
Sometimes I feel the fear of uncertainty.
Incubus and Drive on J Rhythm Radio here. And we still have everybody in the studio, Rola and London.
Ripper.
And who's Ripper?
And Jordan.
We have Rhythm. Ripper in the house and
oh,
J Rhythm.
Oh, okay, Ripper's Jason.
I'm taking over people because I know you like me.
J Rhythm.
No. Wait.
Rola.
Uncle. And Derek Shapiro. This is the Derek Shapiro Show here on J Rhythm Radio. We're having fun though. Hey, Ripper.
London,
how are you doing, Ripper? How you doing, Ripper?
Doing good.
Are you just like Jack Ripper?
No.
Oh, Jack Tripper. I mean, that was Jack Tripper on the Reese Company.
Jack Ripper was the
Yeah.
Oh, Jack Ripper's white.
My
Jack
name
the
is
Ripper.
London.
Yes. But hey, Ripper, when you fought, do you admit that your Ripper went out? Ripper, Ripper went out. No?
No.
But when I fought, I say Ripper went out.
Ho, ho, ho.
On your spirit.
I'm Santa Claus.
So London. London, you want to sing a song? London was singing a song during the Incubus when the song was playing. In between the song, we were singing a song, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. You want to sing it, London? Why not?
She doesn't want to. She's on air.
You're on air.
That's going to be picked up because Ma's in the background. Oh,
wow. We have Nana in the background talking in the radio show.
You see? What?
Now, also, I want to bring up something now. My mentor and what I look up to in radio are three people.
Mike Butts.
Okay, wait. Oh, no, hold
on. You take forever to get to the point.
I have three people.
This is radio.
I have three people. It's Marianne Sortino. She was on WPROAM, okay?
Right, right.
Also, Carol Fox. She was on WRX, and she was on 94 HGY.
Smells like chicken.
And she was on WPROAM. And Mike Butts was on 92.4 FM, and he was on 550
like
The Buzz. What smells like fish?
What is your point?
Well, anyway, what smells like fish?
Okay? All right, Nana's calling baby, so baby will be
like
right
fish.
Back.
No, it yes, it does. Okay.
Yeah.
The thing is, okay, Mike Butts. I want to play this segment. Mike Butts. If it wasn't for Mike Butts, I wouldn't have been on radio. I wouldn't have met my wife Stephanie.
We just came from a segment. How many segments are you going on?
No. This is a segment now.
So what, man? We just went on a segment.
I know, but this is
we just came from a segment.
We just came from a song.
A segment is a song.
That's not a segment. That's just a song.
A song is a segment. A commercial is a segment.
I mean, I have no commercials in this radio station.
Well, anyways, people want to hear us what we're all about.
Wait. I want to play Mike Butts, though, okay? This is called Fractured Phone Call Mike Butts used to do. I'm going to play this quick and then come back, okay? Here is
Daddy.
Mike.
That's going to go. See my name once.
Okay. But here's Mike Butts, okay? And this one over here, okay?
Oh.
Hold up. I just want to play this one, Mike Butts.
Okay. Live, J Rhythm Radio. Okay. Peace.
The phone call I'm about to play for you is one of the most popular and one of the most requested we've ever had. And I urge you, if you go out to Cranston, drop by Mario's Italian Deli. Now, when you listen to the CD here and the fractured phone call we had with Mario, you're going to hear old Mario lose it a little bit. But in person, he is one of the nicest guys that you could ever want to meet. Mario's Italian Deli. By the way, walk in there and tell him Mike Butts told you to come on in here and ask him about the peppers, okay? Here we go.
Mario.
Yeah, call for Mario's Italian Deli here.
Who's this, please?
This is Guido. Who's this?
Guido?
Guido. My name's Guido. Who's this?
This is Mario.
Mario's Italian Deli?
Yep.
I come in your store yesterday for your sausage and pepper sandwich.
Yep.
Everybody says, oh, sausage and pepper, go to Mario. Mario got great sausage and peppers. I come in yesterday, get your sausage and pepper sandwich. Where you get these peppers? These peppers are terrible. These peppers are awful. Give me stomachache. Where you get these peppers? Texas?
Mario.
What are you doing hanging up on me?
Listen, why'd you do me a favor? Why'd you come on my store right now?
My name is
come on my store.
I come to your store yesterday for sausage and pepper. I pay large for $7.50. These peppers are awful. Where you get these peppers? I thought you had good sausage and peppers. You're supposed to have good peppers.
Hey, what do you want?
What are you doing? I'm talking to you. I spent money at your store here.
Yeah, what do you want?
I come into your store yesterday for sausage and pepper.
Yeah, what do you want?
I want my wife. Well, talk to him, or he won't listen to me.
Mario, queste salsicce fanno schifo. Le ho comprate per il mio marito, proprio fanno schifo. Abbiamo speso un mucchio di soldi per niente.
All right, you got me. All right, speak to me.
I come into your store yesterday. Yeah. Everybody in the hood tell me about Mario's Italian Deli. Sausage and pepper. I come in yesterday. I spent $7.50 on your sandwich. I got a bellyache and these aren't even good peppers. Where you get your peppers? You're supposed to be famous for these peppers.
Yeah.
Well, these are awful peppers. I want my money back and plus interest.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, come up here.
I want my money back in interest, and I want a big old jar of Pepto Bismol, too. My stomach is aching here.
All right, well, come up here now.
You want some of me?
Come up here right now. Well, come over here. Come on. Come on. You know where I am.
Where you at?
You know who I am. Come up here right now.
Mario.
Right now.
Mario.
Who's this?
Mike Butts in the morning.
Mike Butts.
Mario.
You're driving me crazy. I said, look at this. Happy New Year, Mike.
Happy New Year, Mario.
Oh, my God.
How you doing?
All right.
You're a sweetheart, man.
Oh, man. You drove me nuts. I said, I got to have some crazy guy calling me up named Guido. Oh, my God.
I drive a Camaro. I got a gold chain around my neck here. Hey, Mario. How you doing?
All right. How you doing, Mike?
Good, man. Hey, listen.
I'm sorry. I got like a little hot on.
No, that's what we wanted. We wanted a little good entertainment value here.
Jesus.
You're on a fractured phone call, dude.
Oh.
Yeah, you're on a radio, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe it.
You're on a radio, dude.
Oh, Mike. Oh, Jesus. Why'd you do that to me?
Because I love you, man.
Oh, I love you, too.
I love you, Matthew.
You, too. You and your family.
Bye-bye.
Like I said, come down here.
I'll get some
crew down here.
I'll get some peppers.
All right. Come on down.
All right, man.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
All right. What you just heard again is that's Mike Butts. That was
another segment.
Wait, hold on. That Mike Butts is a... You know, he was a legend to me, and if it wasn't for him, I would have been a radio. Also, too, I gotta give credit to Salty. Wait, hold on.
Talk about somebody else.
Wait, hold on. Also, I give credit to Salty. This is my show, Derek Shapiro. But also, I give credit to Salty Bryan too. He was WPRAM.
Uh huh.
That's what I say, but that's why I'm doing this show because I love radio.
So, what has Salty Bryan done? What inspired you from him?
Well, mainly Mike Butts and Salty Bryan radio. Because
what did they do to inspire you? Like, what was it? Their presence.
Don't take 40 minutes.
Their presence. Their style in broadcasting the radio. They had a love for this passion of what we're doing now, radio.
Okay, let's move
on. Wait, hold on. I want to bring something up. Now, in radio, I brought my influences in radio, okay? I'm just trying to get a thought. My influences in radio were Mike Butts, Salty Bryan, Mario Sortino, and Callum Fox. But who are your influences in music that you follow as a producer, Jerk?
Or
Jay Rhythm?
Let me see. Well, as a producer, Kanye, you know, he's hot. But mainly Just Blaze, that's my dog.
If
right
this
there.
Is a talk show and it's only pertaining to Derek Shapiro, he's white, so most of the listeners are white. So y'all probably don't know who Kanye West is, but to let you know, he's the one that sings, Jesus walks, God show me the way.
If they don't know that, then they don't know Kanye, then they ain't gonna know that song.
So Rolo, who are your influences in music that you follow?
I don't know. Sure ain't Hootie and the Blowfish.
Okay, but who is it? Who is it? Tell me.
Alicia Keys, Beyonce, all the old ones. You know, Aretha Franklin, Anita Baker, Jay Rhythm is up in there.
Okay.
You know,
I ain't old.
Just to name a couple.
And like you heard Rolo earlier, too, on
you
the on this
old.
Program.
You got a wise man's, knowledge.
So, yeah. So, and Mike Butts also came to our wedding, too. Mike Butts came to our wedding. Remember him and his wife,
yeah,
Lisa?
So.
Lisa. But now I heard
he's cute.
I guess they're divorced. I don't know. But anyway.
Why would you want to say that on the radio?
Well,
you don't say stuff like that on the radio.
Well everybody already knows. So.
Well, yeah. But
everybody don't know. They probably know different stuff.
I don't know.
Gosh. Well, say
wait.
Something. It's your show.
Well, no, I like what Jay Rhythm's doing. Let's make sounds. Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, lollipop.
Boom, 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 boom.
There's boom.
But the best
London, come in. Come on,
do you
want
to come in? Stay out there. Close the door.
Yeah, close the radio station door. Let me tell you a story. When I was at 92 Pro FM, right?
Oh.
Listen to this. When I was on 92
Pro
FM. Wait, Jay Rhythm. Listen to this. When I was on 92 Pro FM, right? I had to distribute Dunkin' Donuts to different stations. And the score, 97.9 The Score, was upstairs. By mistake, I walked into the station, and the red light was on. So Andy Gresh from The Score came down to Pro FM and said, "What are you opening the door for?" You know? And he got mad at me and says, "Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to open the door when the light was on, you know?" So that's
yeah,
a big no-no.
Yeah, I would yell at you, too, you dope.
You're always yelling at me, you know what I'm saying?
So what? I would have yelled at you, too.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Hey, it happens. It happens. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Let's play the next song, and we'll get to the next segment. We have two more segments to go.
Are we playing
one
a
more segment
song?
To go. Yes, we're going to play Nancy Griffith and Darius Rucker, Love at the Five and Dime.
I thought you were playing Madonna.
That's afterwards. This is Love of the Five and Dime, Nancy Griffith and Darius Rucker.
Here on
J Rhythm Radio.
Rita was 16 years, hazel eyes and chestnut hair. She made a Woolworth counter shine. sweet romancer and a darn good dancer, and it was the aisles of a five and dime.
And he played the steel guitar, and his mama cried cause he played in bars, and he kept young Rita out late at night. So they married up in Abilene, lost a child in Tennessee, but still that love survived. They sing, dance a little closer to me, dance a little closer now, dance a little closer tonight.
Oh,
dance a little closer to me. These clothes, one of the boys in Eddie's band took a shine to Rita's hand, so Eddie ran off with the bassman's wife.
Oh, but he was back by June and be singing a different tune, sporting Miss Rita back by his side.
And he'd sing, dance a little closer to me, dance a little closer now, dance a little closer now, dance a little closer to me. It's closing time and love's on sale tonight at this five and nine.
Have you traveled with this foreign man till arthritis took his hands? Now he sells insurance on the side.
Oh, Rita's got a house to keep. She writes dime store novels of a love so sweet. They dance to the radio late at night.
They still say,
dance a little closer to me, dance a little closer now, dance a little closer now.
Oh,
dance a little closer to me. It's closing time and love's on sale tonight at this five and nine. Rita was 16 years, hazel eyes and chestnut hair. She really made the world kind of shine.
Eddie was a sweet romancer. I heard he was a darn good dancer. And it was the aisles of the five and nine. He lived a simple life, cause it was the aisles of the five and nine. Come on, Darius, let's go.
Oh,
we'll go off the aisles of the five and nine.
No, okay, that was Nancy Griffith and Darius Rucker. That was Love of the Five and Dime from Nancy Griffith's CD. Nancy Griffith with the London Symphony Orchestra, the Dust Bowl Symphony album. Anyway.
Word.
So, on J-Rhythm Radio, by the way. Now, the thing is, okay, what I want to talk about next, okay, is why do I stink today? I put deodorant on today. I didn't take a shower, but I put deodorant on today. Why does my armpit stick? What do you think I smell like now, Rolla?
Doritos. Frito-Lays, I could go on.
No, I smell like a skunk a little bit.
I think I want to be on 94.5.
Jam 94.5? You're on J Rhythm Radio. What do you think I smell like? What do you think I smell like?
Oh,
all kinds
baby
of stuff, but I can't
now.
Think I can stay it on air.
No.
What
oh,
you don't my producer will fire me.
What do you say I smell like? Like chicken?
Like
smells like chicken.
Smell like
what
fish.
Are, fish. Yeah, well, Jewish people still smell like fish because they can't take showers on the high holidays or Shabbats. and Jewish people stink like fish.
What? Explain that to me again.
Okay. During the high holidays, okay, during, like, you're not supposed to take showers to shut on off the lights and Shabbat too, and you tend to stink. And Europeans, I think, too, they don't take showers that much either. Europeans, too. Well, as much as Americans.
I think you should shut up on that because you might have somebody call in and they'd be telling you to know.
But question, why don't Europeans shower that much?
Because they don't need to.
Why?
They don't need to, I guess.
But why do we take showers?
Do you know that for a fact, though?
You just, everybody just takes a shower whenever they want. I mean,
yeah, but the thing is, why? But they must.
Some people just don't like to shower.
Who did you hear?
That's just a stereotype. That's just a stereotype. If you haven't been there, you don't know the people.
That's
obviously,
right.
They do bathe.
But that's
stuff like that. Well, exactly. It's hearsay. You know what I mean?
The facts is not wrong. European.
Anything
don't
you say and tell people, they always got to question it and double check.
No. My information is not wrong.
Somebody needs to stop hitting the mic.
Oh, yeah. But I have a question, Jay Rhythm.
Every time people are going to hear.
Yes. I have a question, though, Jay Rhythm. Why do we shower a lot here in America? Like, why do we think that we got to shower every single day?
Images, what people think matters.
What do you think?
It's just to be clean.
What would you roll?
I don't know.
People just want to be clean. That's all.
That's true. During the Darius Rucker and Nancy Griffith song, London was outside, fell down, almost fell down the stairs, and London was crying. So
it's not funny.
I mean, at night we was at Olive Garden, she fell.
Oh, yeah, we were with my boy Joe and Jason. Jason was laughing, so he made us laugh.
Jason, that's Ripper.
I didn't see it happen, but I laughed.
That was in the parking lot. Olive Garden and Warwick.
It was just funny. The Olive Garden, baby. We had fun then.
What happened? How did London fall again?
She was running towards you.
Oh, that's right.
What do people do when they fall? Stupid. They either trip or whatever. Duh.
So, let's see. The Super Bowl is next week, and the Eagles won.
They will win.
Won, and the Patriots are going to beat the Eagles.
Right. Oh, we're going to get everybody's score. Well, here's what I think the score is going to be. I say it's going to be Eagles 27-24.
No, I think it's going to be the Patriots 30-4.
All right, Stephanie.
I have no comment because they suck.
Okay, Rip up.
Just give us a score.
Jason? Oh. Perry?
0-50.
Okay, 0-50. 50 Patriots, 0 Eagles. What about you, Jason? What do you think?
No, I wasn't saying 50. What did
you say,
Patriots.
Jason?
It's going to be a close game. I can't tell the score.
It ain't going to be 50 Patriots and Eagles 0. That's not what I said.
That's what I can read between the lines. Okay, never mind.
Read between this and your finger being.
See, she always had to hurt me when. See, when I bother her, she bends my fingers. You know.
My husband's a candy bag.
No. My wife is just too tough for me. Okay.
Why'd you marry somebody like that?
Because I need a challenge.
I guess he didn't know it.
I need a challenge. That's true. Now I'm paying the price.
Hey, I gotta give shout outs to my mom. She did warn you.
I give shout outs to my. Never mind. No, I love you, Ma. I love you. My mom is so cute. She has gray hair, and
she's fat. People,
no, she's gonna be listening to this.
She's not. She's not fat. She's just rounded.
No, she's gonna listen to this. I want her to listen to this. Hey, yo, what about your mom?
My mom is hefty.
Thank you. Hefty, and my mom is what?
It's round.
Thank you.
Fat is round.
Wait. Your mom has a few calories, too.
Derek, we're just playing. Gosh, calm
but
down.
My mom listens to this, she's going to...
Well, don't be such a softy, okay?
Don't you let my mom and your mother-in-law?
Huh?
If my mom listens to this, don't
well, she knows
her?
That...
Don't you know that you love her? Does she know that you love her?
Yeah, I tell her the truth. I'm not like her. I don't sugarcoat stuff.
Sugarcoat stuff?
I wasn't sugarcoating.
Sugar daddy, baby.
How do you think she sugarcoats?
Tell me. This is all right. Good.
Okay. How do you think she sugarcoats?
She don't know how to say no.
Okay, that's true. Do you think I sugarcoat?
Yeah.
Why? How?
You don't know how to do.
Your
certain.
Breath stinks.
No, I'll take the gum. No, but tell me. How do you think I sugarcoat? You didn't answer that question.
That was funny.
How do you think I sugarcoat?
No, you don't sugarcoat.
But do you think I sugarcoat?
Seriously. I just answered the question.
All right, do you think I sugarcoat?
Bag, candy bag.
Sugarcoat certain things you do.
Bag, candy bag.
Well, I need a name for Rolla.
Yeah, my name's Rola, or you can call me Stephanie. No. And I am very blunt.
Step on me.
So?
Step on you.
Dick Erlich.
Stephanie. When I'm mad, I call her, it rhymes with itch. It rhymes with itch.
Yeah, when I'm mad at you, I just call you Jew.
But you can't do that.
It rhymes.
But you can't do that. That's like offensive to, you know, Jew.
Oh, that's offensive to what you say.
Yeah.
It's your preach.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's like...
It goes both ways, so in just discussion, I'm here to have a good time.
That's true.
So, come on.
Yeah, like I said, practice your preach.
Okay. Well,
let's talk about other stuff. I'm getting bored here.
Okay. Now, what else I want to talk about is, what's your favorite kind of foods? Like Chinese, pizza? If you're really hungry, like we are now, almost ready to go off the radio show, on to Volume 2 after this. This is Volume 1. What are your favorite kind of foods?
Yeah, Volume 2 won't be coming out until like late next year.
No, this year.
Late.
Well, what do you feel like?
Like, okay, I like pizza, pasta, and Chinese. What about
fat
you?
Fat foods.
That's not fat. Okay, what are your kind of foods that you like?
Healthy foods.
Like what?
What do you think?
Oh, you like broccoli when you go out?
It don't matter. Whatever you eat is what you eat. You know what I mean? It's just how you eat it. It's just what you do after you eat. It don't matter what you eat.
Oh,
it's what you do
after
you
eat. Go to the bathroom after you eat. Oh, yes.
I mean, if you eat a lot of fatty foods like us, and then, you know, you get out and exercise, you have nothing to worry about. We do. But if you do eat fatty foods and you just sit down all the time, then obviously you're going to get fat. You know what I mean?
Fat and round.
But what are your favorite kind of foods, Jerry? Share with them.
Anything that's good.
Like what?
Tell it like it is, people.
Macaroni and cheese is my favorite.
Oh, yeah, macaroni and cheese.
The mac, baby. Some chicken.
No.
Some chicken, baby.
No, just baked macaroni and cheese.
Yeah,
that's right.
And some sweet potato pie on the side.
Ooh.
Sweet potato pie, hint, Nana.
Yeah, I don't know what this type of food is, man.
Now, I have a question. Why do you like sweet potato pie versus pumpkin pie, rather?
Sweet potato pie is southern. It's just a black thing, I guess. I don't know.
But can you tell the difference?
Sweet potato pie is darker, and pumpkin pie is lighter.
Pumpkin's darker.
No,
sweet potato
pumpkin
is lighter.
No, I'm not talking about the look of it, the taste of it.
Sweet potatoes. Pumpkin tastes like a pumpkin.
But can you tell the difference if you didn't
look
at it?
Yeah,
you can tell the difference.
Sweet potato is sweeter than pumpkin pie.
Because I can tell you right now, you just eat food.
No.
You just eat food.
Well, I eat food fast because when I went to Stop and Shop, well, I still do now.
15-minute deal?
When I went to Stop and Shop, I had 15 minutes for break. I still do. So I learned how to eat quick in 15 minutes.
You don't have to tell people where you work.
Big deal. Stop and Shop, Branch Avenue. I used to have a Stop and Shop.
I'm filling out an application tomorrow.
If you mad at him because of this radio gig or whatever, just go to Stop and Shop, find him, you know.
Hey, if you're mad at this radio gig, we live up the street, so.
I give you all privilege.
Now, I have a
Go.
Okay,
go.
I have a question. Rola was saying before, earlier, okay, in between the radio, you know, the music, she was saying about the raisins, okay? California raisins and Save-A-Lot raisins. She says she can tell the difference. I can't tell the difference. I bet if I did the raisin contest, we should have a raisin contest at the radio station, okay? I bet if you do a raisin. Yes. She says that she can tell the difference between regular raisins and sun-made raisins.
That's right.
Can you tell the difference, Jer?
Maybe, I don't know.
What about you, Jason?
I just don't pay attention. If they're good, they're good.
But I bet you can't tell the difference, could you?
I don't know. This is not... You just brought this up.
Okay, Volume 2, I'm going to do that because Rola thinks that she could tell the difference. I'm going to do that on the next radio show.
Rola thinks.
Buy some raisins and mix them up.
Blindfold her. No.
Yeah, blindfold her. Yeah.
Have one cup of Sun-Made, have one cup of Save-A-Lot. Well, we go to Save-A-Lot, okay? Even though I work
for
Stop and
Shop.
Okay, Jason, do you think you can tell the difference between those two raisins?
I hope Stop and Shop ain't listening. He's going to save a lot.
What about Pepsi and Coke? can you tell the difference between Pepsi and Coke?
Yeah, you can tell the difference.
Let's do the Pepsi Coke challenge too that day. The same day on Volume 2, okay?
I was doing.
Okay.
That's a bet. That's a bet.
Whoa.
If you heard somebody knock the mic, I think
that's me.
I think that's God's way. I think that's God's way of saying that we need to go to the next song.
Yes, it's Madonna. What it feels like for a girl here on J Rhythm Radio.
Nice.
Oh no, J Rhythm Radio.
Rhythm.
Material Girl, Madonna.
Beautiful song, yeah.
What it feels
right.
like
J-Rhythm.
For a girl.
Yeah.
J Rhythm Radio.
Oh, ambitious, baby.
Yes. Now, what does Ambitious stand for?
Ambitious.
Ambitious
Records.
Records.
The mission statement of Ambitious is to put out quality music and be the best there is at every game. And nah, seriously though, it's like,
yo, how just, can you give the meaning and you're not even the owner of it?
Okay, Morales can be the
owner. I am.
Morales is the owner of Ambitious Records.
Yeah,
explain.
I'm the owner of Ambitious Records, and what it means is like you gotta have a producer like J Rhythm. You know what I mean?
Who's producing the show?
You shut up. That's what.
Who's producing the show?
Yes, yes.
J-Rhythm Radio, that's right. You need that strong producer and ambitious.
It's like J-Rhythm Radio.
Determination, you know what I'm saying? How much determination you got.
Now, that's a lot.
You just got to be ready to work. When you're ambitious, you got to be ready to
that's
work.
Right,
that's how it is.
I want to give credit to my wife, Rola.
Come with the ambition.
You got to be ready to put in, get your lumps, and then you'll get what you put in, you'll get out. Seriously.
Definitely.
So if you put mediocre in, that's all you're going to get mediocre out. If you put the best in, then you're going to get the best out of it,
that's
period.
Right.
Now, I want to give credit to my wife,
ambitious.
Rola. I'm ambitious because my wife to stop businesses. For instance, London K Vending.
You're not
my, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just giving credit to you because I own businesses such as London K Vending. You can find it at 13 spots, such as Yolk's up in Woonsocket.
All right, we don't need to list them all. Just a few to name them.
Subway in downtown Providence, yeah, away Bassa Street. And you can find it at Legion Bowl in the bar area, Legion Bar on Park Avenue.
Name them all. Just name a few.
That's a few. That's a crazy.
You're naming like 10.
That was three. Anyway. Also, I also have another business called Shipper Enterprises. That's the head company, like the brother company of London K Vending and Dandy Candy.
Yeah.
I own Dandy Candy, but you call it like Spanky Candy?
Wacky Spanky.
Wacky Spanky. Now, the thing is, Dandy Candy, I love Dandy Candy, and I sell on the streets. Dandy Candy, thank you for buying them all. And
it's cold in the streets for crack.
Yes, it is. Dandy Candy. Crack.
He's selling crack.
Who's selling crack?
He says Dandy Candy, but, you know.
No,
I'm just playing.
No, actually, Dandy Candy, I have a charity.
It's really weird.
Under Dandy Candy, it's called the Dandy Fund. That goes to MS Walk, Walk for Hunger, and
AIDS.
We don't
know where the money really goes.
Oh, come on now.
But it's all good. As long as you know, I mean, like I say, the best thing I would do, I'll pray for people. But, I mean, yo, still, give to your favorite charity. It's all good, I mean.
And London K Vending has a Shopee
fund. But don't, this is what I say. If you're going to give, give. Don't write it off at the end of the year as a stupid tax return.
Right,
if you're
going to
give, give.
You want to give.
If you're going to reach, if you're going to use it as a, as an excuse to do your taxes, then don't even bother about doing it.
Well.
Point blank. And if you have a problem with that, see about me.
Word,
24 Westfield Street, Providence, Rhode Island.
Everybody does
that. J-Rhythm, ambitious, all cool, baby.
Everybody.
That's right.
Wait, hold on. Everybody does that.
London K Vending, Dandy Bandy.
And also, the way I'm on.
Shapiro Supply.
Well, hold up. I want to say something.
Managed resource
go,
management.
Go, go, go.
Shapiro
go.
Enterprises has
Shapiro.
The Shapiro Fund, and London K Vending has the Shappy Fund.
Shappy.
Okay, now I want to tell you something. Most businesses and most famous people out there, I don't care who you are, you know, you could be Bette Midler to P. Diddy.
You name somebody up to date.
P. Diddy. Or
right.
Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
They all use a tax write-off. Every business, like, you know, I don't care, New England Pest Control. Okay. Oh, well, oh, so he sings a song about me, so I'll be famous. Anyway, the thing is, okay, New England Pest Control, Steve Goldman, I know him, you know, God bless him. The Cotties Brothers, the Cotties Furniture.
They whack.
Okay, well, they are, but they let me go, you know. But the thing is.
Three Stooges.
Yes, I guess you want to call me Three Stooges.
Yeah, get to the point.
Anyway, I will even use a tax write-off, okay, because it's a good.
Well, if this is your job, yeah, but I'm talking about giving to charities.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes.
Obviously,
I totally
if you have a legitimate business.
If you have a legitimate business like us, yes, use a tax write-off.
Back.
But if we give it, like, we do the walkathons every year, okay? And we don't use a tax write-off. Yeah, we don't use a tax write-off. Me and Rola and sometimes Jer and Jason go on the Walk for Hunger.
Yeah,
and we do 20 miles. And this May, I almost wonder.
Welcome.
I have a question, Jer.
What up?
Could we actually bring the microphones on the walkathon this year?
You know what? Yeah, we get a pocket recorder. You know, a recorder that takes batteries.
And how can you convert it to this?
It'll connect to
can
a computer.
Can we talk about that in the future?
But wait, is it a CD thing or can you do it on tape?
No, it'll be, yeah, you bring a tape recorder.
Okay, because I want to do that. And
with
I want the first walkathon's coming up in April with Tony Petraka from Channel 12. He's there.
Bam!
I want to interview him for the radio.
How many? What is that one about?
that's MS Walk, multiple sclerosis. Then it's the Walk for Hunger in Maine.
How much is miles is the MS?
MS is 6 miles. The Walk for Hunger is 1 mile.
So you're going to have to buy a tape recorder and then run it on the computer.
And AIDS Walk, that's only 3 miles.
Or we could buy the one that does it straight out. It's a tape recorder and a CD player all in one.
And AIDS Walk, Cotty's
birthday. It only costs like $150. So if anybody wants to send me donations so I could get one.
Yes. You could send that at 24 Westfield Street. Providence, Rhode Island, 02907. Or 45 Seneca Avenue, Pawtucket, Rhode Island, 02860.
Don't touch the microphone.
I'm not touching the handle over here.
So what? It's touching the microphone.
All right. Now I think this is the closing thing over here. We are she done with volume one.
Hear somebody else talk.
Yeah, so let's do a recap.
Shout out Derek for the rest of the time.
No, I'm the head of the show. I want to thank everybody.
So what?
I want to thank everybody.
Do your thank yous.
I'm going to thank you.
And then be quiet.
Well, you're letting me. Oh, okay, I want to thank... I want to thank, first of all, my producer, Jay Rhythm. Jeremiah, let's give up for Jay Rhythm.
Rock on.
All right, say some stuff.
I just want to say it's been real. And watch out for the name of Ambitious. Because 2005, the comeback year, that's what I named it. It is the comeback year. And we're going to do it big. This summer is my summer.
I want to thank Rola. Stephanie,
yeah,
all right.
What? Shut up now, okay?
Oh.
I mean, you're the head, but so what? I'm the head, too.
Oh. Two heads are better than one.
That's right.
See?
So yeah, that's right. 2005, baby, represent. Jay Rhythm up in here, our crew up in here, Ambitious all the way, Ripper, Rebel. I want to give a shout out to Derek Shapiro. You know he's whack, but you know what?
Reality Resource Music Management.
Reality Resource Management. You
Shapiro
know what I'm saying?
Shapiro
Enterprise. All the ours, our crew. 2005 is gonna be the Voodoo Production.
Don't forget the Ripper.
Give a shout out to Voodoo Production. Jay Jiggy Jiggy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ripper. I want to thank Ripper for being on the show.
That's how we do. That's
Jason.
Thanks for Nana to give me some background vocals.
Yeah, Nana stinks. She's whack, but you know what? Good. We see y'all.
I also want to thank London for being on the show. I want to thank George Rebel for being on the show, too, earlier. Yeah, he was on the show.
He was?
Yes, he was.
Oh,
yeah. Yes.
The segment about smoke.
Yeah.
Oh,
also,
yeah.
I want to thank...
Smoke your heart out, man.
I want to thank Daniel. thank you, Dan, for being on the show. And that's all for people for today.
Our crew, baby.
And volume two. Look out for volume
Jay
two. This
Rebel.
Is volume one. Thank you.
Jay
thank you to
Rebel.
All... everybody, Mike Fox, too. Yeah, thank you.
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.